Can we have a conversation without any hesitation? I just want to tell you what's on my mind. Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. It is actually evening. Normally, I don't be doing evening. It's always like, it's like late night or morning, but I still say evening, you know what I mean? But anyways, today's episode actually revolves around questions from you guys. Another Q&A. Wasn't going to do it, but I said, you know what? Why not? You know, this week's been a little light. Pray for this old Jussie, whatever his name is, Jussie Smollett, I believe it is. Pray for this guy, man. This dude is getting caught up, and it's not good for this dude right now. It's just not good. I pray for him, man. You know, when people lie, it's a tough situation. But I pray for him, man. You know, I don't agree with, you know, gay marriage and all that type of stuff. But, you know, as far as who he is and what he did, you know, to lie and, you know, there's people that actually go through those type of things. It's sad to see. And I pray that justice is served right, that he does the time. Well, he won't do any time, but that he gets a ridiculous fine or something for doing this. Because if it was anyone else, it would have been a lot worse. So let's get into the topic. Enough about all that stuff going on in the world. I'm going to get to you guys' this Q&A that you got for me. I'm going to do 10 questions, and I'm going to answer them to the best of my ability. These are randomized. I don't know which one's going to pop up. So if you wrote one, and you're like, but where's mine? I'm sorry, I can't help you. I'm just going off of what popped up on my list. Question number one. What is your secret to make a marriage work for a lifetime? Now, to me, this question... this question is simple to me. this one, because like I said, I want to try to get as much as I can. I want to get 10 in before the time. Thank you for that question, by the way, Benny, off of Anchor. Thank you. Appreciate that. Number three, from a Facebook friend. Oh, this is my homegirl. I don't know if she wants me to say her name, but I'm going to say it anyway, even though it's a shout-out. Marty, long time no see one. I thank you for joining the podcast. I really appreciate it. I've seen you've been listening to the past few ones that have come out. Go back and check the old ones out, too, because a lot of the questions you asked me, I have old podcasts, too. So go check them out. Go check them out. Is it normal for us to argue? Heck to the yes. I've got a podcast about this. If you do not argue, if there is no disagreement, you are trying your best to live a fake life. Me and my wife, before we got married, I have a podcast about this. We were trying to act like everything was perfect. Okay, so for me, like I said, I'm trying to stay in the time limit, but for me, me and my wife, she has family, she has a huge family like I do. Once she came to live with me, actually before she came to live with me, her sisters, her brother, whatever, they always came to my house for Thanksgiving already, because me and my mother's always been big on holidays, so she already had came to our house for Thanksgiving and all that stuff. And they were already coming around and hanging around. So when we had got married and she lived with me when I moved to our big home. Yeah, moved to Martin from Randolph. It was already established. Like she seen that our family was all about Thanksgiving, about Christmas. And we always do everything there. And her father would come and hang with us. So like for us, that was already a thing we were doing. I only went to one event for her family, actually, in all the years we've been married. with her. I'm not for her doing all that. I don't think she's going to do that, and I don't think he's going to do that. So I think you should have a lot of boundaries. At the same time, you want to be, like, cautious. Like, even if you guys are watching the show and, like, if like, me and my wife are watching the show and, like, she sees, like, an Idris Elba or something, or, you know, one of the white guys off of them TV shows, Outlander or Game of Thrones, and she's like, oh, he looked good, or he's fine, or Grey's Anatomy. To me, it's just, like, I know a lot of people say to them it doesn't matter because, like, you'll never get that guy, or that guy will never come around. Oh, no, trust me. There's people that look like some of these guys that be on TV. But the thing about me is, I don't look at my wife and think if that guy ever walked in front of her, she'd be like, oh, my God, I need to touch him. Or, oh, my God, I'm going to cheat. My wife's not like that, and I'm not like that. There's plenty of women I see on TV, I'm like, oh, my goodness, look at Alicia Keys. Or, oh, my goodness, look at her. Or, oh, my goodness, look at her. Look at J-Lo. And if that girl ever walked at me, that's where you got to know the boundaries. That's when boundaries come into me. But unfortunately, I could not reach the 10 mark, and I want to stay in the 15 because some of these episodes I'm uploading aren't loading. Like, I did like 3 and they didn't upload because of time and gap. But I thank you guys for listening. I will do another Q&A when I get the chance. Check you guys. Peace.